was Ed Kelly. Okay. Did he have a PowerPoint or no? Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, then please go ahead. Thank you.
I'm representing the Industrial Vegetation Management Association of Alberta, which is a group of the customers, contractors, and suppliers who manage vegetation. Now, first off, it should be pointed out that the vast majority of dollars spent on industrial vegetation management is done mechanically, 80 to 90%, depending on the operation, that sort of thing. Pesticides are certainly, herbicides are obviously the ones we use the most, and they are merely one of the tools in our toolbox. They are, however, a very significant one, and the dollar cost is one thing that I'd like to touch on. And the other issue is the environmental cost of doing it in an alternate manner. If we're looking at a large group of our members would be dealing with power lines, we need to keep the trees out of the power lines in order to get the power to you. The cost of doing that, obviously we can do it with big mowers, with chainsaws, and with the use of herbicides. The in the maintenance budget is a large part of the cost of getting power to us, and a huge portion of that is the mechanical work. If, however, we take the 10% of it that is involved in applying the herbicides and that whole end of it, if we take that part of it away, we do know what the costs are. It would roughly double the cost of electricity to eliminate completely that part of the management. You can see that in that if we look at a power line over a 20-year cycle, there is a need within that cycle. Initially, you have to clear the trees to put the power line in, that type of thing. And then in the first sort of time frame, you need to treat the few trees that are coming up. And in a heavily forested area, the trees will continue to grow up within that power line. So over the years, there will be two or three treatments within a 20-year cycle if we're going to use herbicides in that cycle. If we're strictly going to use power equipment, mowers, chainsaws, etc., obviously the cost goes up dramatically. But the other issue you've got to look at is, what does it do to the environment? Are we helping the environment? I don't need to describe, I don't think, what happens when a mower goes over a deer that is sleeping. The young deer will hide and try to stay still. The mother will run away. The other aspect of it is the operation of a chainsaw or the other equipment involves the use of a lot of oil, gas, etc. The chainsaw oil does get spilled on the ground. There are environmental effects in that regard. On the other end of our association would be places like refineries, things that store huge amounts of very flammable products. They have a need to keep all vegetation away from around those types of things in order to prevent fire either starting there and spreading outward, or vice versa, a small grass fire spreading in toward where these flammable things are stored. On the cost side, obviously it's going to cost a lot more if we're going to do this manually. I find it interesting that some of these products are labeled softer, in that in order to control all weeds, which we need nothing growing near these things. We can look at putting down concrete, or we can look at some of the softer herbicides, as they're called, the use of huge amounts of vinegar, acetic acid, or some of the iron products, again, a heavy metal. I'm not sure we're improving the environmental effect, and we're certainly going to cost a lot more if we're putting down huge amounts more of these products. Thank you.